In the studio at the moment, I have science teacher and environment activist extraordinaire. I wish she'd been my science teacher, Fiona McCrossan. And we're just about to delve, after a little bit of preliminary chat, about why plastic's a problem and how it's freaking out all the students and kids out there in the world. Here's a little bit of a solution. And why is this OSMAP project something that you think is going to make a difference, Fiona?
So OSMAP, A-U-S-M-A-P.
In capitals.
No, yes. stands for the Australian Microplastics Assessment Project. So this year, OSMAP is rolling out over Australia. It's been bubbling along. We've had a number of meetings, various government and non-government organisations, including, very importantly, the environmental education centres that exist in New South Wales, part of the Department of Education. And we have got a methodology for those students to collect samples of sand, put them through various sieving mechanisms, like you would sieve your sugar
gold.
Your gold, more likely my icing sugar, Ruth. But you know,
yes, we all have different things we're sieving.
like sieving for gold. Yeah, very similar actually, and so they sieve to get these particles that are less than 5 millimetres in size. So it's not only occurring in schools, it will occur in other areas, other what we're calling hubs in Australia, where and it's basically a very large citizen science project. So there's been a lot of data collected on macroplastics by various organisations, and these are the sort of larger plastics like plastic bags and that we are very familiar with. Other large plastic objects that you may see when you go to your beach, particularly after high tide, where you've got that sort of area on the beach that has sort of got all the collected flotsam and so you've got twigs and shells and bits of pumice and plastic. So
more and more,
you look
and
more plastic. And more plastic. Mm. So you're getting this. You're sieving through these areas and finding and just trying to get a sense of quantity. Well, in fact, not even trying to get a sense. This is real hard data. This is what we call quantitative data. We're taking actual measurements. And this data will go into a database. We're aligned with Macquarie University and the University of Tasmania. There'll be various PhD students working on this. The Australian Museum is working on this. And as I said, led by Total Environment Centre. And we will then assess just how much plastic and how many microplastics are present in particular areas in Australia, including rivers, of course, not everybody lives near the sea. A lot of us do. A lot of us live, we all want to, I suppose, a lot of people want to, but there are many, many people living in other areas, and they've got these big river systems running through.
And they've also been affected by plastic pollution.
And they are also affected by plastic pollution. And in fact, I was reading about a Belgian study where they have actually been looking at plastics in the river systems. There was a study I read recently about England and looking at the amount of plastic in the River Thames. You know, this really is a global issue, as any environmental issue is. But it's really, I think, again, just to get people out and collecting the data and giving them a sense of ownership of this. It's, you know, it is a planet that we are sharing. We obviously are the dominant species, but we're sharing this planet, and we really, to just allow people to get involved in these things so that they can say, yes, well, I've seen that and I know where that comes from and I think I've got a solution. Hopefully we will get some very young scientific brains working on this, and they may just come up with a solution.
While they're sieving, because let's face it, sifting is a wonderfully meditative thing to do.
Yeah,
but what is the other, I mean, what, So just explain briefly, because we've almost run out of time, Fiona, but what does collecting data on how many pieces of microplastic are in a given area of beach, what can we extrapolate from that? The levels of pollution or other things?
Yes. Yes. Well, actually, it's interesting.
What sorts of plastics?
Yes. We'll be looking at the type, I mean, the sort of the types of plastics. They're basically, the citizen science concept will be looking at the number and the type. There are particular types of microplastics. And then a sample from each, for every group that does a sample, will send one of those samples into the university. So they will then cross-check what's there. It'll give us a sense of the location of the plastic, the amount of the plastic, really, we know it's there. It's really a matter of going, well, what are we going to do about it then? I suppose as an advocate, I would say it's important to know it's there so that people realise it and then move to ways of reducing it.
Well, certainly yes. When I've seen pictures of some of the beaches in Hawaii where you can go down several metres and the sand is actually made of plastic, not romantic seashells all ground up and pounded by the surf, but plastic pounded by the surf.
Yes.
It's really interesting for people to actually get those visuals in their heads, isn't it? Stats do work to change hearts and minds.
Yeah, I think so. And I think, I suppose, you know, as a scientist, I think particularly when I was working on forest, you know, you'd read the papers and you'd have an understanding of what was going on, and it's always terribly difficult to get political action, and I think that's the really big thing here. Whether or not, you know, we urge companies to just go, right, well, we're not going to manufacture those particular plastics anymore, we're not going to be using that type of packaging, people say, no, I'm not going to buy it, I will refuse to keep, I refuse to actually buy that if it's in a plastic bag. It doesn't need to be plasticised. So those sorts of things will follow from this. And
hopefully.
You do need your baseline data. You do need to get the data. As a scientist, you get the data. If we take a snapshot of what it's like in this 12 months, the next 12 months, and then this program goes on for a number of years, you can then see whether the plastics are increasing, decreasing, sometimes where they end up.
Where the concentrations are.
Yeah,
so,
yeah
fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, I believe that the whole project is launching in July. You've already got your stakeholders in place. Mm. The methodology has been worked out. Mm. And you've obviously already got students who are thinking of doing it. So,
yes.
Marvellous.
Yes.
It's 5 o'clock, listeners, so we're going to have to let Fiona go. But what we'd love to do, Fiona, is have you back in a few months' time for an update to just see how the project's going and what the impact on students actually measuring this stuff, what kind of things come into their minds and they pass on to you as they are down there sieving for microplastic in a beach near you. Thank you, Fiona McCrossan.